In Florida and Arizona, it is a rite of spring for Major League Baseball teams and their fans. Spring training kicked off this weekend. Now, each club has its loyal followers, but arguably the most diehard root for the team from the north side of Chicago. The Chicago Cubs continually sell out games, even though the team hasn't won a World Series since 1908. Nick Blumberg from member station KJZZ in Phoenix talked to some Cubs fans at the team's first spring training game of the year.
I should probably say from the get-go that I am a Cubs fan. That's not always easy to admit when your team finished its last season with 61 wins and 101 losses, but I was in good company Saturday at Tempe Diablo Stadium, where plenty of Cubs fans had gathered to watch their team take on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It was 65 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. Linda and Chris Caius live in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. It was their first spring training game.
My son has gone every year to opening day for the last, quite a while.
So you raised him a Cubs fan?
Oh, absolutely. All my children are Cubs fans.
And they're still talking to you, even though you did that.
Yeah, they are.
It's a terrible thing, but they bought into
they
it.
They bought in.
15 teams play in Arizona's Cactus League, including that other Chicago team, the White Sox, plus the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Brewers. It's a big draw for fans from around the country and those who live in Phoenix, like Sean Nelson. He got indoctrinated into our odd little club because the Cubs were always on TV in the early days of cable. Sean and his wife Flora were sitting on the sun-drenched lawn of the park with their daughters Megan, who's almost one, and Holly, who's almost three.
Tell them what your dog's name is.
Cubby.
That's right. I punished my dog, too.
Cubby the dog may be ignominiously named now, but plenty in the ever-hopeful legion of fans think things are moving in the right direction. They've got high hopes for team president Theo Epstein. He helped end the World Series drought in Boston, and fans want to see him do the same for the Cubs.
Leading off for the Cubs, second baseman, number 74.
John Murray has lived in Arizona for 10 years, but he's originally from Chicago.
That's why I drink heavily. I'm a lifelong Cubs fan.
So what are your hopes for the team this year?
Well, my hopes are real good, but they're rebuilding, so I think it's going to be another year or two before they really contend. But I think they'll be entertaining, if nothing else.
The Cubs were more than just entertaining at Saturday's opener. They won 11-2, though the Angels didn't play many of their stars, but that's okay. Cubs fans are always just happy to get a win. For NPR News, I'm Nick Blumberg in Tempe, Arizona.
Love is just like the baseball game. Three strikes, you're out.
This is NPR News.